Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today. If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store, like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Everybody, happy Monday. Junkies back with you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 The Fan or 105.1 FM in Richmond. We are streaming live on the free Odyssey app, and you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network. Brought to you by Crop Metcalf. They're the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber. Just visit CropMetcalf.com, and you can join their team today. We thank you for tuning in this March 17th, 2025. Happy St. Patrick's Day. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Johnny Cakes Allville.
Yep, got to wear that green on St. Patty's Day. Don't forget.
You've got your green Capsody. I've got a green.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have much green. I found this. It's a polo shirt.
I don't have a lot of green either.
And Jason Bishop's here. I don't think he has any green.
I don't have any green in the house.
Yeah.
I don't even have a green golf shirt.
Not a single item of apparel with green in it.
I looked this morning.
Interesting.
I think the most Irish of us three.
Don't have anything. I'm not representing.
You don't even have Irish gear. You have a lot of Irish gear. You could have worn that. It's not usually green. Most of it's blue.
Yeah, I don't
blue
have
and gold.
I don't. Since Bray left, I don't have much more really? Irish stuff.
You're running out.
Didn't you just get some free George Mason gear?
You did. Yeah, I think we all did.
I don't know if I did.
You might have missed
you
out
didn't
that
snag
day
any?
When Tony Skin was in.
Or maybe that was when you were in Florida. No, weren't you here when Tony Skin was here?
Of course. But
Nothing was your size?
Maybe not. Yeah, that's probably what it was.
Maybe nothing your size.
I definitely don't have any George Mason gear.
Yeah.
By the way, I went to the George Mason game yesterday.
I saw that.
A-10 championship. It was pretty exciting.
Yeah.
It's funny. Drab said that he was thinking about going. He's like, did you buy your tickets? I was like, no, I hit up JVS last second.
Very good.
And I go to the suite, the Monumental Sports Suite.
Mm-hmm.
It was me, it was Dylan, and one family of four.
Right.
That was it.
Hey,
that place was empty.
Perfect.
But really great atmosphere. It's the A-10 championship, so the upper bowl.
Yeah.
There are nobody sitting in the upper bowl.
Understood.
But a lively crowd. I would say, I think there was more George Mason fans there, but there was a pretty big VCU contingent.
Mm-hmm.
And George Mason kept it close, but just couldn't get over the hump.
Right.
They had a three-pointer at the buzzer, which could have tied the game. But VCU advances.
It was a very chippy game. Very physical. A lot of turnovers.
It was a long game.
Defensive game.
A lot of fouls.
There was technicals. I mean, it was just a chippy, chippy game. It was fun to watch, and I was certainly pulling for Mason. But VCU's just better. Position by position.
Yeah, I think that they were the more talented team. But I mean, George Mason, credit to Tony Skin because he had his team competing there and they had a chance to tie the game there at the end.
Yeah.
So it was a lot of fun. My son pointed this out because we just went to the Wizards game with Cakes and his son a couple weeks ago. And we were right there by the players.
Yeah, right next to the bench. Amazing seats.
They try so much harder in college basketball.
Right.
Well, of course.
Now, they're not as good. They're not as good.
You're just now figuring that
no,
one out.
No, but it's just, you get reminded every once in a while.
You're struck by it.
And I did tell him, because, look, I love the NBA, And I was trying to defend the NBA, saying, look, we went to a regular season game. Mm-hmm. This is a championship game where you have all of these alums mm-hmm. pulling for their teams to try and make it to the NCAA tournament. Now, VCU probably would have made it even if they lost. George Mason had to win.
No, I don't think VCU was
going. You don't think they would have?
I think it was a one-bid conference. Just based on listening to the the committee chair after the brackets came out, I don't think VCU was getting in. I think it was a one bidder.
Anyway, it was exciting.
Well, here's the thing about VCU. VCU and Ryan Odom's a very good coach. He's won mm-hmm. everywhere. And word on the street is that he's going to be on top of the list for UVA because UVA is looking for a head coach.
But what about Villanova?
Possibly Villanova, too. Yeah. I heard some interesting things about Villanova, I'll tell you during break.
Oh, yeah, some insider skinny.
Yeah, I don't want to go on record with this one. But VCU is just an old team. I mean, mm-hmm. the kid, Jordan Clark, or Jack Clark, he's been in college for 7 years.
That's amazing, because he had a great baseball career, too.
Yeah, big power hitter. But Shulga is, the Ukrainian kid. He came mm-hmm. over from Utah State when Ryan Odom came over. A lot of these other guys, Bamisil, he started out Virginia Tech. He's been at, like, four different schools.
Right.
I mean, all of these kids have been in college forever. So it certainly helps in games like that when you can have an older veteran team that's seen all types of games, all types of results. But, yeah, VCU, that was a good game. It was fun to watch.
I saw our guy Awad from a distance, and I texted him. We weren't able to get together, but he was there on the front row because he does the halftime show and post-game show and I think the pregame show mm-hmm. for VCU. So he had to have been fired up.
Adam was all over CBS at the end when they – you fouled at the buzzer and they thought the game was over mm-hmm. and they had to go back and review it and the players ran into the front row.
Yeah.
It was like a close-up of Awad on CBS.
Did he have his phone up? I saw him like recording what was happening.
No. But he was like fist pumping.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, I turned it off.
I think they all dapped him up.
Nice.
Did they really?
Yeah.
Nice.
He's like a VCU insider.
He was like a part of the celebration.
Yeah.
Hey, well, he's interviewing the guys for post-game show. So, yeah, VCU advances.
They'll play BYU. That's going to be an interesting game because VCU is a defensive team. BYU doesn't play much defense, but they shoot the three probably as good as anybody in the country.
Of course, Maryland gets a 4 seed into the tournament, and they lose at the buzzer once again. Is that 4 times this season they've lost at the buzzer?
Mm-hmm. 4 devastating buzzer-beater losses. And
that was terrible defense.
That ending play against Michigan, like as soon as Queen sank the free throws, as soon as he got fouled, I was like, well, there's 5.3 seconds left. That's an eternity. But I didn't expect the Michigan guard
he went down
to
in
get
three.
A layup.
He went down in 3.25 seconds.
Dude, as soon as I saw the big man take it out, I knew I could have drew that up in my head. As soon as I saw the big man take it out, I said, well, they're just going to give it to him with a head of steam.
Like, once he got in the lane, Juju is just anchored to the floor. Like, I guess he didn't want to leave his man because if he takes a step or two towards the driving guard, then he just dishes. That guy gets a layup. That was just a mind-numbing ending.
They got rebounded a ton, though, didn't they, in that game?
I don't know the rebound
numbers. I can't remember what the numbers were.
Dominated on the boards.
But you've got to make the kid turn.
Yeah,
you got to make him turn once.
You have to impede him somehow.
Right, you make him turn.
Like he didn't. He faced literally no resistence.
Correct. It was awful defense by them.
I mean, it was distressing ending.
But and Michigan wins the Big Ten tournament, but it gets a 5 seed.
Right.
That was kind of interesting. But yeah, it was fun to watch. And this week is great because you've got games to look forward to. For tournament technically starts tomorrow, but. Thursday, Friday, and then into the weekend.
I've already got my pool invites, and clearly I've turned my son into a degenerate because he said, what about survivor pools? Like, I'm sure they'll come. I'm sure we'll get an invite to a survivor pool.
Well, I usually run a survivor pool, but people are texting me and emailing me about it, but I just haven't put it together.
It's not in your heart yet?
It's not in my heart.
Remember,
I don't know if it's going to happen.
Remember, your pool and bracket are not official if you're not choosing the play-in games.
See, he's very, very militant about the play-in games. Have to be
you
included.
You have to select Texas or Xavier and mm-hmm. The 16s
in the play-in games. AU or the Mount.
Got it. You have to pick those games or your bracket's unofficial.
I understand.
I feel like it's official whatever rules the pool you enter in.
Well, if
my pool You know, my buddy Brian sent a pool, and he doesn't care about the play-in. Well, it's official then. Who cares?
But if you're in one of Valdez, yes. or Valdez is running it, you're picking those play-in games.
Right.
Or you are out. You're not in the mix.
Yeah, I agree.
So hold on. Your bracket doesn't start till Thursday?
I actually haven't read the rules. I'm just saying that there are some that don't care about those games. You obviously do.
Well, according to the official NCAA game on CBS Sports, it doesn't start till Thursday.
See? Right. Like I said, it just depends on the contest and the rules.
They disrespect
your contest
the
is going to have different rules.
They disrespect the first four. I mean, what if Texas or Xavier or San Diego State or North Carolina end up winning their first round game against the sixth seed, and then they advance into the second round? You just get whoever wins that first game?
Like, you don't get two teams because you pick the 11 to advance.
I agree. I think you got to pick either Texas, Xavier, San Diego State, or Carolina. I agree.
Or
now, the 16s, it doesn't really matter because they ain't beating the ones. But.
Or your bracket doesn't go out until after the first four games, and then those teams are locked in.
Right.
Like, you can't just fill out your bracket today and have the Texas or Xavier advancing and get two teams.
Right.
Well, I'm only doing one bracket contest, and that's with my family.
That's it.
I don't do any more. I used to do a bunch. I'm not doing them anymore.
That is stunning. You're consolidated. This is shocking news.
No, that's been a few years.
Hmm.
I do survivor pools, or you pick teams from each seed. So
right.
You get 10 picks. You pick one seed, one, two seed, all the way down to 9. And then your 10th pick has to be a double digit. It could be a 10, 11, 12, 13, whatever. And then it's total number of wins. Yeah. I actually think that's pretty cool.
Don't send me that invite.
You don't want to be in that one?
How much?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, I'm not running it. Okay. Someone else runs it. But it's actually pretty. It's pretty cool because you can only pick one seed, one two seed, one three seed, and then you just kind of total up the wins. It's very easy.
Yeah,
Cakes has animosity towards it.
No animosity. It's
he doesn't care. He doesn't
ambivalence. Ambivalence.
Okay,
that's the correct term.
Why don't we do the get out the big paper roll that we used to do here, and and everyone picks a team.
Uh huh.
You remember how we used to do that?
Trying to remember.
Picks. If you had 8 people in it, and then everybody would get 8 teams.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay. I'm all in.
And nobody has the same teams. So if Jason goes first,
so
he's going
to pick. So it's a draft.
It's a draft.
Yeah.
I do
the
like
problem
drafting.
With dra- the
pro- I'm a fan
the,
of drafting.
The problem with drafts is some of the guys, they take forever.
Yeah.
They take forever to, to draft their teams.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I'd almost rather do it the other way, where you just pick one seat. You can pick whoever you want.
Right. I guess we'll figure it out.
The draft will take freaking 4 days.
Anyway, this is the time of year where everybody's got action. Mm-hmm. Everybody in the office who doesn't know anything about college basketball, including some of us,
You know,
will participate.
What's interesting about the tournament this year and the automatic qualifiers, or just the regular season champs, is out of the 31 conferences, I believe 20 of them 20 of the regular season title winners won the conference tournament. I think that's a huge number. So 20 out of 31 regular season teams that won the regular season, so mm-hmm. the American universities of the world, also won the conference tournament. So I just think you're going to see some really good teams in this tournament, especially at the mid-major level, and you're going to see some upsets.
We'll be talking about it throughout the show. Chris Nocke is going to join us at 8 o'clock, so we'll talk some college hoops with the Terps color analyst Mark Packer, who's great. Will join us coming up at 9:25. Also, our pal Grant Paulson will join us to fill us in on some Nats spring training. I know he was there with Danny. I heard one of his interviews yesterday. So we'll get up to date on what's going on with the Washington Nationals from our pal Grant Paulson, scheduled to join us coming up at 7:20 here on The Junkies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can choose the TV you want with DirecTV.
So now they can pick out their favorite entertainment when they sign up and save money?
You mean if you like sports,
you can get a sports pack.
What about entertainment?
Entertainment pack.
It's like finding an old pizza with your favorite toppings.
Which for me would be pineapple and toenails.
Pineapple?
Pay for the TV you want, not the TV you don't. Genre pack starting at $34.99 a month. Visit DirectTV.com for more information. New residential customers only. Local channels vary by market. Services renew monthly unless you cancel online. Credit card required. Restrictions apply.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry blend and orange hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.